Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well on this beautiful July the 11th. I tell you, we are already in the seventh month of the year, and time is moving. This year is moving. You know, today's show is one that I wanted to kind of plug in. To me, it was an immediate need to have this conversation. We've been seeing an uptick in violence here lately, especially towards women. And, you know, I think about all the time my wife is out there, you know, coming home from work, going to the grocery store, going to get gas, things of that nature. And I wanted to have on someone that could talk to us, particularly talk to our women about being safe when you're out and about, when you're out in the community. She's going to touch on quite a few things. And trust me, this young lady here, she is a rock star within her own right. She has been with the Columbus Police Department now for a long time. She's worked her way up the ranks, and she is right now doing an amazing job for the citizens of Columbus, Georgia, and the Columbus Police Department, making sure we're safe, reaching out to community leaders, working with community leaders, working with a lot of our neighborhood watch associations and entities of that nature. And I am excited to have with me today none other than Miss Katina Williams herself. Hey, Katina, how are you doing today?
Hey, Katie, how are you?
Katina, I am absolutely great. I am so thankful that you joined us here on this Sunday to talk to the women in our community about being safe, about, you know, tips, giving them tips on things they can look out for, things that may look suspicious, things of that nature. You know, Katina, I wish we were in a society where we didn't have to have these conversations, but unfortunately we do. And the best thing for us to do, Katina, is not to run away from the conversation, but make sure that our women are as safe as they can possibly be. I know some issues we've seen have been domestic violence issues, but just women in general, you know, helping them keep themselves safe and things of that nature. And of course, we want to learn a little bit about you, too, because you're from right here in Columbus, right?
I am. I was born and raised right here in Columbus. I am a Shaw High School graduate, a Columbus State University graduate, and I've been here at the police department since July of 99.
Wow, July of 99. You know, remind me that song, you know, when it's on somebody 99 in 2000, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, that's a long time. That's 22 years, Katina.
Yes, yes.
22 years. Wow. So I got to ask some questions. Now I got you on the line. I just have to ask you a few things. What is it like being a female working within the area of law enforcement, which has historically been a male-dominated field?
So, you know, Teddy, I was born and raised here in Columbus, and honestly, I've always been in a good position with people because I know how to treat people. So I've always, let's see, the best way to explain it would be to say, I've never felt like I was treated a certain way in my job because I was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in ground fights. I've been, you know, I've been out there in the streets. I've taken, you know, just as much as the guys take here at CPD in the streets. It's a little different than it was, you know, 20 years ago when I was in patrol. I've always felt good in the streets. I mean, that's just, I've never felt like someone treated me the way they did because I was a woman.
Well, that's good. That's good. That means
I've never
that
felt like I was taken advantage of. I just felt like they treated me the way I was because I was a police officer, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody really wants to deal with us unless they need us.
Well, I totally understand, and that's great that you've had that experience. I just know, you know, and you did come along in 1999, around that time, around, you know, the swing of 2000s. We began to see a lot of things improve for women because of the fight that so many women before you put up for equality and to be treated so that a woman like you one day could say, I haven't really experienced anything that made me feel that I was less than a male in this position or anything of that nature. We know historically those type things have happened, but I am so glad to hear that that didn't happen to you. That's very great. That's very great. So being someone that was born and raised in Columbus, starting with the police force 20 years ago, and kind of looking at where we are with things now, what would be your assessment of how we are right now as a community?
We've come a long way, Teddy. There's a lot of work to be done. Our relationship with the community is something that we're really working on now. We have here at CPD, we've got a mission statement. We have a mission. Our mission is to prevent crime, enforce the law, strengthen the community we serve through effective communication, transparency, responsive law enforcement, and commitment to our core values. And our values are, here at CPD, embodies professionalism, respect, integrity, duty, and empathy. So our big thing now here at CPD is, to strengthen our relationship with our community. I can tell you right now, it's not where we want it to be. I mean, if it was, we wouldn't be dealing with some of the issues we deal with locally or, abroad. It's just, Teddy, I think we all want a one Columbus, and that's what we're working toward.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends here in Columbus that don't believe in, dealing with the police. They will when they need to call 911, but other than that, they don't want anything to do with law enforcement. I want that to change. I want our citizens to trust us and believe in what we're doing. We want to build this community up.
Right.
We want to build our relationship with the community. We really want the one Columbus.
And that's exactly, what we need. And the fact is, Katina, none of us are going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. The police department is not going to be perfect. Us as citizens, we're not going to be perfect. But as long as we continue to strive to do our best, to strive for that perfection, as long as we never give up and continue to, try innovative things and to reach out in ways in which we haven't done before, to try to change the narrative and the outlook on things, then, that's a great way to go. That's a great way to go. And I'm glad to hear that. Katina, lately we've been seeing quite a few things in regards to, violence against women, not only here in Columbus, but we've seen it, somewhat around the nation too. And there seems to be a slight uptick. And I just wanted, the women that listen to my show, and I have some that listen faithfully, and I'm so appreciative of y'all for always listening. Teddy Reed's gonna always have your back, and try to give you all the information that I can help you retrieve to help keep yourself safe while you're out in our community. And Katina, if you can, I just wanted you to give us, a few tips on what can some of our women do to make sure that, or what can our women do to make sure that they're safe, or to help ensure their safety when they're out in public, when they're, doing something as simple as checking the mail at the mailbox or something of that nature?
All of what we do, checking the mail, getting groceries from the car. My number one pet peeve these days, we stay on our cell phones. A lot of people think that being on the cell phone is safe because the person on the other line can call 911, but that rarely works. So I say, when you're on the phone, you're distracted. It's better for you to be aware of what's around you than to be on the phone with somebody. When you're going to your car, get off your phone. When you're going to the mailbox, get off the phone. When you're getting in your car, get off the phone. Get off the phone before you leave out of the store. Get off the phone before you leave out of your house. I mean, the cell phone is the biggest distraction that we have.
So you want them to want to be aware and not to be distracted. And I guess so that they can, keep an eye out for their surroundings and things that may be happening at the time. So should they keep like the phone unlocked or something in case they need to dial 911 real quick or something of that nature?
Keep it unlocked. Keep your location services on. But, you know, in the event that you are abducted, you know, you should always keep your location services on. I know a lot of people don't like doing it, but you should. Anything can happen where, you know, that ping, your location is going to be very important.
Wow. Wow. That's good information. What about someone that's walking like across a dark parking lot, like at a grocery store or something, and some lights may be out?
So
what do you recommend they do?
Across a dark parking lot, maybe at a store or somewhere, you need to, for one, if it's dark, we're better in numbers. So if you're leaving a grocery store, it's okay to ask someone to walk you to your car. You know, whether it's a cashier that's not busy or someone that's bagging groceries, management. If you feel afraid or you feel like you need someone to escort you to your car, I mean, ask them. I mean, that's part of customer service, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I like that
idea.
Yeah,
at the mall.
Yeah.
In the mall, they've got security. Get mall security to walk you to your car if you feel a little uneasy.
That's a good tip as well. Now, you know, something else I've seen, and I think many of us have probably seen this, if not on social media, we've certainly seen it on the news or something of that nature, and that's a gas station video of someone snatching like a lady's purse out of her car while she's pumping gas, or you know, robbing real quick at the gas pump and leaving. What are some tips that our women can do while simply doing something as simple as, you know, pumping gas?
If you're standing at the pump, know where your debit card is or your credit card. Have it in your back pocket, your front pocket, in your hand, but just know where it is. As soon as you get out of their car, lock your car up so that nobody comes into that passenger door and snatch your purse.
That is so
lock
smart.
Lock your door, because you're standing there at the pump, you're pumping gas, you're distracted already. You got people walking around you, cars passing by you. So if you lock your car up, you don't have to worry about getting back into your vehicle and realizing at the last minute or at that moment that someone has taken your purse off the seat or out the floor of the car.
Right.
So always just get your door locked. Lock your door, your key fob, lock the car, pump the gas. It's too easy to unlock it. Not only that, if you've got your keys with you and someone approaches you, you can hit your alarm button on your keys to alert everybody out there. They'll start looking at you. They'll be looking at the car, the flashing lights, and the alarm going off.
That's why it's smart to keep your keys in your hand. See, my wife has a habit of keeping her keys in her purse. Because her, you know, she drives one of those little smart cars that as long as the key is on her, when she go touch the handle, the car is going to unlock. But I always say to her, it's not the convenience of being able to go to a car and pull the door in and unlock. But you want to keep that key in your hand just in case you ever need to hit that panic button. That's why they have it on there.
Right.
You know, for that usage.
And also, even if you walk into your mailbox at home, if you just take your car keys with you, you can hit the panic button. And your alarm is going off in your car, the lights will start flashing, your neighbors will be alerted if someone's approaching you and you know, just out of nowhere. Someone walking up the street or coming out of the bushes, I mean, it's just too easy to have that key fob in your hand.
Right. And, you know, and a lot of people with evil minds, Katina, they see women as easy targets. They know that women, you know, especially a smaller frame woman, would probably be a lot easier to handle, you know, than a full big busky man, you know. So unfortunately, no one ever said, and hopefully no one ever will proclaim that people out there committing these crimes are brave, because they're not. They're looking for the easiest route to try to take something from somebody. And unfortunately, sometimes that tend to be women. That tend to be women that you know, that are just innocently trying to go to a car, or just trying to pump some gas, or trying to get something at their home, going to the mailbox, you know, folks randomly looking to cause you harm or something of that nature. You know, Katina, I remember there was a point in which it was really being pushed that women put like these LeMay sprays on their keychain. Are those effective? Do you still think that's a good strategy? You know, should they try to? I know whatever we can try, we need to try to help protect our women. But would you encourage folks to go get that, or would you encourage something else?
So here's the deal: how much time do they really have to unsnap the little case and use it?
Mm.
Right, and then that pepper spray, it doesn't affect some people. It's no effect at all on them. So I say, really and truly, you should never depend on any of those self-defense tools. The best thing you can always do is just be aware of your surroundings and the people you're around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should always be looking for potential attackers. I mean, in this day and time, it's just the way it is. Because their primary strategy is to surprise you, right?
Right.
So you should be looking for the surprise.
Wow.
At all times.
Wow. You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, and for me as a husband, right, and I hate to keep talking about me and my wife, but, you know, I think this is good examples for other folks. Like, if my wife called me and say, hey, baby, this is going to be a late evening for me. I have more notes than I, you know, would normally have, so I'm going to be at the office a little bit longer, especially if we're in that time frame. Because, you know, there are certain parts of the season, especially when we get to moving the clock back and forth, where at 6 o'clock it's dark, you know. And so she's trying to leave her office 7:30 by herself. What I'll tell her is I'm going to drive over there and I will sit in the car and wait on you until you're done so that you're not coming out of that building by yourself, you know, and doing that alone. Now, my wife thinks that, you know, she loves me for it, but, you know, she says something, oh, I'm not a baby, you know, it's okay. You don't have to leave the house with Catherine to come and check. And I'm like, I kind of do. What, Katina, what can you say to men out there that are listening that may have that independent wife like mine? And I love my independent woman, don't get me wrong, because she can handle things on her own if she have to. But what can you say to the men out there with independent wives to help them keep their wives or their girlfriends or their fiancés or their daughters or granddaughters or nieces safe while they're out there, you know, in a world where you just don't ever know what someone is going to do? What can you say to the men?
Stay on top of it. Always remind them, hey, you know, honey, when you come out the house, the grocery store, you get in the car, you never lock the doors. You take your time getting in the car, you stand there, you're on your phone, fidgeting around with things in your purse. You know, we get so engulfed in our iPhones, our kids, or whatnot, you know, everything but what's around us. You know, make sure, you know, any way you can convince them to pay more attention to what they're doing and what's around them. Because a lot of us women, we get so comfortable, we just walk out of the job, we go to our car, we don't look up, we don't look around, we just walk to the car, we just zoned in on the car door trying to get to the next place.
So we certainly got to be more aware of our surroundings. And I guess, you know, for the men, having that conversation, as you heard Katina say, just, it may sound a little annoying to the women in our life, but the more often we remind, the more conscious they will be of these scenarios and these situations and be more aware. And Katina, I think that's absolutely great. Now, Katina, you recently got a promotion there at the police department. What is your new role there?
My new role is chief of staff. I report directly to the chief of police. I provide leadership by executing CPD's mission and core values from policies, procedures, effective communication, and constructive interpersonal relations. It's my job to attend and represent the chief at any meetings that he assigned me to go to. I coordinate with senior managers here to ensure timely and effective responses to directives put out by the chief. It's my job to build relationships in the community. Heading something that I've always been pretty good at doing. I am the public information officer here at CPD. I have an assistant, Sergeant Aaron Everhart. He helps out with that job duty, which is very important here now.
Absolutely, and it is extremely important, especially during this time of much needed communication with the community. Now, one thing, Chief Blackman has done a phenomenal job at promoting women in the ranks at our police department, particularly women of color. And you were one of them. My good friend Consuela Askew, I love her to death. She was one of them. Barker Wright is still in high level leadership there. What do you think? What message did it send to the community for them to see him embrace women in such high level leadership there with the police department?
Well, I think that Chief Blackman believes in diversity and inclusion, and I think that's the message that he was sending. And I can tell you right now, every woman that he promoted, they were highly qualified.
Amazing, and I 100% agree with you. Katina, I want to go ahead. Go ahead.
Both of our assistant chiefs are highly qualified. Our Deputy Chief Parker Wright, highly qualified. Captain Askew, more than qualified.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what I love about it, Katina, is that these are women that we see in our community. We see them out and about, you know. I would see, at the time she was Lieutenant Askew, I would see her all along the strip up there, Macon Road, and out and about in other areas, you know, making sure that everything was well. And you know, there's a lot of people that work with CPD that were born and raised here, and even those that have since moved here and made Columbus their home. There are so many folks that have moved here and they love this city just as much as anybody else who was born and raised here. And they want to see Columbus thrive. They want to see Columbus be the best that it can possibly be. Most importantly, they want to see a safe environment, a productive environment, a conducive environment for our young folks, for our young people that are growing up here that will be our next generation of leaders here in this area. And we want to make sure that we give them the foundation that they need to be successful. So, Katina, I want to thank you for joining me today on the show. Those were some amazing tips that you have left us with today. Certainly a lot of things to think about. And you are welcome on here to talk with us whenever you can, whenever you're ready, whenever you have something that you think we need to hear. And congratulations again on your chief of staff role and the important role that you play and the operation of CPD and helping keep things moving and helping keep it the community engaged and being there when Chief Blackman can't be there, because he is only one person. He can only be in so many different places. So we'll be glad to see your smiling face whenever you can be there as well. So thank you again so much, and we really appreciate you, okay?
Well, thank you, Teddy, for having me.
No problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that was Chief of Staff Katina Williams with the Columbus Police Department. She gave us some amazing tips today, especially for our women out there on keeping yourself safe. If you didn't hear anything, one thing that she said is make sure that you are not distracted. Put those phones down so you can see where you're going when you're in parking lots, when you're walking to your car from your office building, from your work location, when you're pumping gas at the gas station. Make sure you lock your door. Don't give anybody an opportunity to sneak in on the passenger side and take something out of your car or sneak up on you and try to harm you. If the parking lot is dark, get someone from the store, the bag boy or the cashier or someone in management. Get them to walk you out so that you will get safely to where you are going. That extra request for assistance or someone to walk with you can be what saves you. And we don't need to ignore that, especially during a time where we see, as we stated earlier, we're seeing an increase in an uptick in attack on women and folks that a lot of these people with criminal minds feel are the most vulnerable at the time. Well, we're going to take that away from them. We're going to be the first ones to tell them, you will not do this today. And we're going to do that by being smart. We're going to do that by exercising some of the tips that that Ms. Katina Williams, Chief of Staff Katina Williams, shared with us today. So once again, this has been another great conversation on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something today. I absolutely did. You guys, I was very serious when I said earlier about the techniques that we have to employ as it relates to COVID. It is still out there. It is still going strong. So let's make sure that we are being extremely careful with that. I know some of the health experts right now are saying that we're seeing a sharp increase over in Southeast Alabama. From the southern part of the state up towards the Phoenix City area. So if you're in listening shot of this radio show in that area, please be very careful. We are seeing COVID really rise. That Delta variant, it spreads faster than the original version that we saw that swept through the United States. So let's be mindful of that. And again, you know, we'll continue to pray for each other. Let's continue to pray for our community. We're not going to get down because of the things that's happening. When we are challenged the most, we embrace our leadership and we take things to the next level. We embrace our community and we show everyone that we care. We're not going to be deterred because we have the things that we have, problems that we have going on in our community that right now we're not going to allow them to deter us. What they're going to do is they're going to make sure that we are determined to see a difference, determined to see the crime decrease, determined to see more people employed in our high unemployment area, determined to see many of our streets cleaned up, determined to see our neighborhoods restored, determined to see common decency and respect brought back to this society, this home, our home right here in the Chattahoochee Valley, our home right here in Columbus, Georgia. If anybody's going to do it, it's got to be us. Can't put it on anybody else. It's got to be us. We have to be the change that we want to see. What we're doing now, who we're following now, is not going to work. We must take a different route. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.